I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Doctors at the University of Kansas Hospital say they expect three-week-old Ashlyn Julian to be released from the hospital in as little as a week and a half after last week's life-saving and rare procedure that used surgical superglue to stop a bleeding brain aneurysm the size of an almond. So tiny and hard to reach, the doctors had to improvise using a wire the width of a human hair to squeeze through a tiny blood vessel the size of a strand of angel hair pasta. Dr. Koji Ebersole is the endovascular neurosurgeon who operated on Ashlyn. Doctor, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, and take us through. We understand little Ashlyn was born May 16th, and then suddenly, at about 10 days old, suddenly very fatigued. She was throwing up. She was taken to the ER a number of times and then transferred to your hospital. Were the doctors surprised to find an aneurysm in an infant?
I'm sure they were surprised. I had never seen this problem. My colleagues had never seen this problem. And when we reviewed the literature, we found out that less than 20 people have ever seen this problem.
Yeah. So then what problems does that present for you? What's an aneurysm, by the way, and what special problems does it present in an infant?
So an aneurysm is a mechanical weakness on a blood vessel wall. So if you picture the blood vessel like the inner tube of a bike tire, it is a balloon superimposed on the blood vessel.
Yeah. And how difficult is it for you if it's a child? We know in adults, surgeons might open the skull. Here you have a little infant. So what problems do you have?
Right. Well, the one thing that this abnormality wants to do is bleed. Mm-hmm. So when you're working with a patient who is so small, you can quickly lose enough blood that you can't keep up with.
Oh, boy. So I understand you had to use almost a wire.
That's true.
Yeah.
The way that we access abnormalities in the brain is to enter the arterial system through a large bore artery in the leg. For us, we entered at the leg, traveled through the major conduit in the abdominal and chest region, the aorta, into the carotid artery, and then entered the fine vasculature of the brain to access the aneurysm.
No. So we understand that, you know, this is, again, very delicate. Doctors came from other areas to either help or observe. And bring us to the point where superglue is being used. We know there is surgical superglue. That's not new, but
right.
How'd you use it with the infant?
Okay. Only our smallest available instruments would get us to the aneurysm. This instrument is 4 feet long because it's designed for an adult. I needed about 6 inches of this instrument to get the job done. This very fine microcatheter was the only one that I thought I could get to the aneurysm. And the only thing that I can put through this microcatheter that will close the aneurysm is the superglue. It makes a permanent cast inside the aneurysm and the associated blood vessel. In seconds, it immediately seals.
Yeah. So superglue has been around. The techniques have been around. But you did have to improvise.
Oh, I think so. I applied a number of things that, to me, just sounded sensible. So, for example, the second you are inside of a blood vessel, it wants to spasm around your instrument, and it wants to make blood clots on your instruments immediately.
Mm.
So the baby is so small that it is hard to dose the medicines that we would use to control those problems. So I essentially made a special sauce, and I bathed all the instruments in the special sauce. The special sauce was a saline solution with heparin mixed in and nitroglycerin. The heparin thins the blood so it won't make clots on my instruments, and the nitroglycerin stops the instruments from inducing that spasm effect in the blood vessel.
Now, this is going on as you're doing this delicate operation. Is that nerve-wracking, or do you have to make it the opposite, you know, when you're making it up as you go along?
When you're in the procedure, it is intense concentration. So it does not register as a nervousness.
Did you speak directly to Ashlyn's parents after this delicate surgery?
I did, and I essentially told them that the aneurysm is behind us. I don't think that we talked about how surprising the technique was, because to be honest, I don't think we knew that. I didn't know that it has not been described.
It must have felt good, though, to get through it and know that, you know, this little girl, this tiny three-week-old, has a shot.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're thrilled about it.
Dr. Koji Ebersole, a neurosurgeon at the University of Kansas Hospital, who performed the life-saving operation on three-week-old Ashlyn Julian. Dr. Ebersole, thanks so much.
Sure.
Back in a scooch, here and now.